And on this cold, and I mean cold, Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library. Lydia, we're doing this by phone today because it's so cold, all right, Lydia?
We are. It is a bummer out there. Oh my gosh.
That's right. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for not wanting to walk from the library to the radio station. So.
Yeah, call it wimpy, but here we are. I'm just waiting for tomorrow. It's supposed to be 30 something again.
Yeah,
then we can go outdoors.
Yeah, and everybody will be wearing shorts tomorrow if it's 30.
Well, that's about it. That's you know the psychosis, the winter psychosis is really set in. You're going, oh my gosh, it's so warm out. It's above freezing. It's a degree above freezing.
That's right. Okay, well, what's happening at the Madison Public Library, Lydia?
Well, we do have lots of good indoor events coming up, safely indoors. So, first off, in Madison this Saturday, we're going to be hosting a STEAM challenge for students. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. So that's going to, again, be this Saturday, January 29th. From 10 a.m. to noon, 2nd through 6th graders can team up to create an airbag or mechanical arm. And from noon to 2 p.m., grades 7 through 12 can build a Rube Goldberg machine or take part in a cooperative board game. So that is split up into those two age groups. Kids don't have to sign up, but we do appreciate having a heads up of how many people we'll have. It makes planning a little bit easier and set up a little bit easier, so you don't have to sign up, but it is nice if you can. And so if you do want to sign up, you can call us at 320-598-7938 extension 1. And then starting on Monday, January 31st, all three libraries, so Madison, Dawson, and Camby, are going to have take and make kits for Valentine gnomes. We're still on our gnome kick. We haven't gotten tired of them yet. So this time it is going to be a Valentine gnome. It is hilarious looking. It's covered in hearts and it's bright pink and it has to be seen to be believed. That is wild. We have photos of them up on our Facebook page if anybody wants to go and look and get a preview of what they look like. And again, those will be available at all three libraries starting on the 31st. Back just in Madison, we do have weekly make and take kits for kids in different crafts. We'll also be hosting a smitten making class. We did this a couple of years ago now, but if anybody's not familiar with what that is, it's sweater mittens. So we're using recycled sweaters and other recycled material to sew mittens out of. They're very fun. And so that will be a two-part class. It's a little bit of a process. It's going to be Tuesday, February 15th and Thursday, February 17th. Both will start at 5 p.m. And sign up is required for that one. We have to keep class sizes relatively small since there is sewing and other things involved. So give us a call if you want to sign up for that. And again, that's 320-598-7938, extension 1. And later in the month in Madison, we're going to have another adult take and make kit, which is going to be some little citrus felt coasters. Kind of hard to describe, but they basically look like little citrus slices, and they are a drink coaster. So that will be February 21st. Those will start being available. Keep an eye out for that. Over in Dawson, they also have a take and make Valentine craft kit for kids. So while supplies last on that one. And then last but not least, I just wanted to remind everyone that each of the libraries has a book club. So Dawson and Camby's book clubs meet the first Tuesday of the month. Their next meetings are coming up on February 1st. Dawson's book club meets at 6:30 in the evening. Camby's at 10:30 in the morning. Madison also has a book club. Our book club meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7:15 p.m. So it's a great way to discover books you might not read otherwise and get to know people and just have fun with
good.
Books.
Good. Hey, I could use a pair of mitten sweaters or mittens from sweaters.
Well, we'll sign you up and get you sewing, Paul.
Okay, I might have to try that.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Yep.
You can make some really wild ones.
Right, right. Well, what's the staff reading?
Oh, a little bit of everything, as usual. let's see. I'll start off with what I'm reading. So I have been reading How the Other Half Eats, The Untold Story of Food and Inequality in America by Priya Fielding Singh. Inequality in America manifests in many ways, but perhaps nowhere more so than in how we eat. From years of field research, sociologist Priya Fielding Singh brings us into the kitchens of dozens of families from varied educational, economic, and ethno-racial backgrounds to explore how and why we eat the way we do. We get to know four families intimately: the Bakers, a black family living below the federal poverty line; the Williamses, a working-class white family just above it; the Ortegas, a middle-class Latinx family; and the Canes, an affluent white family. Whether it's worrying about how far pantry provisions can stretch or whether there's enough time to get dinner on the table before soccer practice, all families have unique experiences that reveal their particular dietary constraints and challenges. By diving into the nuances of these families' lives, Fielding Singh lays bare the limits of efforts narrowly focused on improving families' food access. Instead, she reveals how being rich or poor in America impacts something even more fundamental than food families can afford. These experiences impact the very meaning of what food itself means. Deb has been reading Two Sisters Detective Agency by James Patterson and Candace Fox. Attorney Rhonda Byrd returns home after a long estrangement when she learns her father has died. There, she makes two important discoveries. Her father stopped being an accountant and had opened a private detective agency, and she learns that she also has a half-sister named Baby. Baby brings in a client to the detective agency, a young man who claims he was abducted. During the course of the investigation, Rhonda and Baby become entangled in a dangerous case involving a group of overprivileged young adults who break laws for fun. Their psychopath ringleader and an ex-assassin victim who decides to hunt them down for revenge. Karen has been reading Her Last Whisper, Dr. Charlotte Stone, Book 3, by Karen Robards. Madness and murder invaded Dr. Charlotte Stone's life when she was just a girl and made her a woman determined to save others from the horror she survived. An expert in the psychology of serial killers, she faced down more than her share of human monsters. But Charlie can also communicate with the spirits of those who die violently, an extrasensory skill that has helped the FBI bring lethal predators to justice. Now, after narrowly escaping death a second time, Charlie's ready to step away from the edge before her luck runs out. Too bad Charlie is too dedicated for her own good and too devoted to federal agent Tony Bartoli to say no when he asks her to ride shotgun on yet another risky mission. Beautiful single women are vanishing from Las Vegas hotels at night. All signs indicate that a psychopath is on the prowl in Sin City, and Bartoli's FBI colleague Lena Kaminsky, has reason to fear that her missing sister may be just the killer's type. In a town full of fast players and few rules, flushing out a smooth-talking stalker like the Cinderella killer might be a loser's game. But for Charlie, the only way to cage her quarry is to plunge back into the homicidal hell she vowed to leave behind and may not leave alive. For some reason, I kept losing what line I was on while reading that. Oh, man. Okay. Alice is reading Yappy Hour, Roundup Crew Mystery Book 1 by Diana Orgain. Every Friday night in the idyllic seaside town of Pacific Cove, California, the Roundup Crew, a group of dog-friendly folks, have a spirited meetup at their local wine bar. But when the owner, Rachel, leaves town on mysterious business, and her pet unfriendly sister, Maggie, takes charge of the bar, things take a rough turn. Not only does Maggie find a body sprawled on the floor, it's accompanied by an incriminating letter with Rachel's name on it. With Rachel as the prime suspect, Maggie sniffs out the scene on her own while getting to know the Roundup crew and their four-legged besties. But it's not long before another body turns up. Thanks to the Roundup crew, Maggie's new litter of friends will do anything to save the bar and solve the mystery. And Naomi has been reading Seeds of Change, Leia's Garden, Book 1, by Lorraine Snelling. Larkspur Nielsen is ready for a change. Her parents have passed on, and her older brother is successfully running the family business. She bristles at the small-mindedness that permeates life in her small Ohio community, and she sees little chance of a satisfying future there. She has a little money saved, and after turning the tables on a crooked gambler who has fleeced several locals, including her younger brother, she can stake a new start for herself and her three sisters. As the gambler's threats of revenge echo in her ears, she and her sisters head to Independence, Missouri to join a wagon train bound for Oregon. Knowing that four women traveling together will draw unwanted attention, Larkspur dons a disguise, passing herself off as Clark Nielsen, accompanying his three sisters. But maintaining the ruse is more difficult than Larkspur imagined, as is protecting her headstrong, starry-eyed sisters from difficult circumstances and eligible young men. Will reaching their goal prove too much for them? So that is what the library staff is reading this week.
All right, thanks a lot, Lydia. And we'll stay warm today.
Yes, you too. Stay indoors. I think that's the secret.
That's right.
Don't go outside.
No.
Oh, you probably directly to the car.
That's right. Well, when's the library open in Madison, and what's your hours there, Lydia?
We are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2, and we are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. Talk to you next time then, Lydia. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. It's been good.
Yep. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library Show.